Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Northern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, it's our five-year anniversary episode.
I'm sorry I don't have champagne and balloons and everything right now, but this is recorded a few days before this, but I either have already, by the time you're listening, or I'm about to later today, as this airs on Friday, July 31st, 2020, we're doing something special. So you'll see us with some kind of celebration stuff going on.
We launched Land Academy on July 31st, 2015. And I, all the way up to the setting up the podcast and learning a ton about software I never wanted to learn, that entire time, I said, there's no way this is ever going to work. Why would anyone? People aren't going to understand buying and selling land. They never have.
And what if they don't like us?
Yes.
What if they get it? They just don't want to listen to us.
Or all that in between. And Jill's response was, every single time, you're crazy. They're going to love it. It's going to, you know, they're going to do well with it. They're going to respond to it well. It doesn't have to be perfect. And on and on and on. She was right and I was wrong.
Thank you.
This is episode almost, it's 12, episode 1298.
Woohoo! We have another thing to celebrate here pretty soon.
That's amazing too.
All right.
Either that or we're just weirdo whack jobs.
Nuts.
Usually I say, let's take a question posted by one of our members, but today I'm going to ask Jill some questions about, and she theoretically is going to ask me some about 5 years later.
So we're jumping right into the meat of the show?
It's all the kind of the thing. Sure.
This is the meat of the show. All right. This is exciting. This is awesome.
Did you ever think that it would end up being this?
No. I had no idea it would be this good and be this big.
Just well received.
And be this successful.
You know what I didn't think? I didn't realize, number one, how many people we are helping. Not just like sellers getting out of their land, but people learning how to buy and sell real estate. And then number two, and this is really the meat for me, meat of the show, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed teaching and watching people succeed. It's like a second career.
That's good.
What's your take on it?
I agree.
What's your surprising take, or is this pretty much what you thought?
Is that question number one? How are we going to do this? You want to ask questions or just converse?
Well, it's the meat of the show, so yeah, just converse.
Okay. So what are my biggest takeaways now 5 years later? I knew it would work because I know that, and that's a fact. Whatever you and I put our minds to and really put our heads down, we will go all in on it. We won't socialize, we'll stay home, we'll do whatever it takes, we'll work evenings, we'll work weekends. It's one of the nice things about us that and it would be hard if I was with someone that didn't feel that way. They'd be like, no, it's dinner time, you have to stop. Be like, this is our livelihood, I can't stop, you know, kind of thing. We both can, and we help each other too. It's like, okay, like even this morning, you know, we're getting ready to change locations. So Kid and I are packing the car while you're setting up equipment, you know, and you might be getting lunch while I am, you know, reviewing some deals or something like that. We help each other a lot. So where is this tying in with this? I don't even know. Isn't that sad when you go off on your own tangent?
My question
you don't even
was,
know why.
What was like, is this what you expected out of Land Academy?
Oh, so that was my whole point. Because we help each other and we dig in. I expected Land Academy to survive and thrive. I did not expect to be dealing with the caliber of members and community that we have today. This surprised me.
Me too.
I thought that because I really went into this thinking the majority of our membership and our people would just be people that were already buying and selling land, and I only would tweak it a little bit. And I had no idea that the smart people that would find us, and still so much of what we do is organic. I'm not on a magazine. I've never been on CNBC. You know, we never did anything like that.
We could be.
But so the people that find us you're digging. If you know us and you even listen to this show, you probably had to dig for it.
Well, it just made sense to you.
But it's good.
Or you're very bored.
Because then it's the right people. You know, I'm glad the way it worked out. But and the community that we built, the deals that we're doing, and I never thought that so many people would be reaching out to tell us, I quit my job, my wife quit their job, we now can do this, our kids' colleges are paid for, you know, that positive going forward stuff that we were able to help people do, I didn't expect. I just thought it would just be teaching people to do stuff on the side, you know, whatever. I didn't think people would take it to the level like we do. And so many, and you know what? I'm here to tell you too, it's not uncommon that some members are doing better than we are each month. I'm like, you sold how much? I'm like, wow, I got to up my game. I got to keep up with you now, kind of thing. I think it's awesome.
So I started this whole show and I said, the whole Land Academy portion of our business, because we've been buying and selling lands very successfully all the way through this and continue to. And somebody asked me at the live event, one of our advanced members said, what was this all about? Like, what's your whole goal here? You know, what he said was, what don't you have yet? What was your point here? What haven't you accomplished yet? And I very quickly replied without thinking about it. I would like to have unlimited capital to buy and sell land. And that's what we have. Mm-hmm. We have that now. It's like mission accomplished. So, you know, I'm very, very proud of that. Mm-hmm. You know, without putting syndications together and complicated stuff and raising capital through capital markets on Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
People can do that. I'm wired for that. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of time. There's a lot of risk involved. Versus developing a community like this where people are there and they, you know, walk up to you and say, hey, I'm John, listening to
how
your show.
How much do you need?
Yeah, how much do you need? Yeah. I get you guys.
Got it.
How do you typically structure it? Let's talk.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So that's what it was for me in the beginning. And inadvertent, and it all happened very quickly. And we're living it now. As a side product, you know, like an unanticipated result or outcome was just the people.
Yeah.
Just the amazing people and how successful they are. I talked about it yesterday or 2 days ago. We have people in our group that join in four months, they're producing $1 million a month for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're just organized and they come from a very professional-like environment where they've done that with other stuff in the past and this just makes sense to them. So mm-hmm. that, as a teacher, instructor, whatever you want to call it, whatever we are, that makes me misty. Oh. You know, I feel like Jill and I do very well. And I'm never one to sit around and say it's all mine. You know, if we could have done that. That was really my next question for you. Do you think that we would be doing more real estate deals now or less with or without Land Academy? We could have done nothing in 2015 and just bought and sold real estate.
I think we're doing more, for sure. And here's part of the reason why. Because we, having this community forced us and gave us the need for creating tools. This is one of the things I never expected. I never thought we'd have things like Parcel Fact and Neighbor Scoop and Offers to Owners and this. You know, the online community made sense because it was a way for us just to interact with each other when we just Land Academy, when it started right away. They're like, we have questions. Okay. But a lot of these tools and things that we've developed that made our lives better, our business better, more efficient, faster, I could do my due diligence better, you know, all this stuff. I didn't predict that. So, and I know all those things save me a whole lot of time and money and energy as well as everybody else. So I know that's just one reason why I know we're doing better deals and bigger deals.
Yeah, me too.
So, and I've learned some things about certain areas. Like, you know, I'll be honest, I've learned different parts of the country helping deal funding with other people's deals. I'm like, oh, now I know about that. I just had to. You just have to learn. And I'm sure I would have branched out, but I'm sure I would have branched out everywhere. That I wouldn't be in as many counties as we are in right now if it weren't for our members.
Mm-hmm. Do you regret anything?
Oh my gosh, no.
Nothing?
No. You know, the only thing that I would honestly say that I might like, I would take a little more time off now and then. But you know what I mean? But then I sit back and go, you know what? It doesn't matter. I love what I do. So I don't need it. I love everything that we've done. I love our community. I love our life. I'm right now eating my words on the show. I used to fight him on this show because it was hard for me to get myself going sometimes and the consistency about it. I'm not that kind of person. I like a free-flowing schedule. I wake up, I know what I have to do today. I don't have to do it right now.
That's my nightmare.
Exactly. I just know between now and before I go back to bed, I got to get this stuff done. That's my natural state.
Wow.
So your natural state is 10 a.m., noon,
yep.
3 o'clock, whatever.
That totally is.
Now we can go have a drink. I'm like, whatever. So
that's exactly it.
So for the first while.
First decade.
I had a hard time with you and the schedule. And when it came, when I mean schedule, the main thing was this flipping show. So I had a love-hate relationship with this podcast.
Boy, and that's saying it lightly.
Yeah, exactly. But now I'm over it. It's okay. I get it. Oh, so many things that we've learned. It's so funny. I mean, I was just story after story. I think that's what this show's about. Me coming in, getting mad at you, going, "What are you doing messing around on Facebook? You're supposed to be filming this chapter of this of our program." And I was like literally mad at you. And you're like, "I'm doing this for the business." I'm like, what the hell would Facebook have anything to do
with business? That was some classic stuff, Joe.
Exactly.
There's a lot of moments like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's one about me? Give me one that you're like, oh, okay, now I see it.
That from the second I met you till this moment, my whole thing has been, oh, now I get it, about sales.
Oh, and how
and
I do it.
About interacting with people. At specific buyers and sellers, and then eventually Land Academy members. You know, my whole thing in life is, look, either get it or you don't. Right. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You either want to sell your property or don't for this price. I'm about to move on.
And I don't want to do any talking.
I don't really care, and I don't want to talk that much about it. And if you don't want to sell it or you don't want to buy it, that's fine. In fact, you know what? Don't call me anymore. If you want to buy it, here's the link to the credit card checkout, or here's the escrow agent's phone number, and do it yourself. And honestly, that worked out great until I met Jill and found out you can times 4 times 10 stuff if you actually talk to people, listen to what they're saying, hear them out, and approach it as if everybody's equal. And so
thanks.
If Jill weren't around for whatever reason in the next 6 months and I continued on in this business, I would revert back to my old weird ineffective ways.
And you'd be okay.
And I would do fine.
You'd be great. Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't be at this level. So you know, that's, you bring a lot of positive energy and positive new variants to all new positive stuff. Really, I'm not trying to get you. I'm really being honest about it.
Well, 5 years later, I have this to say. This has been your baby all along. You came up with this whole thing in the 90s. This is your business, and it's brilliant. And I'm trying not to cry. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Of course.
And thank you for teaching it to me. You taught it to me. You know, that's too, when I knew Land Academy would be great, wildly successful, because you taught me. And I'm like, oh God, I got this. We can teach others. And we did.
Yep.
So, and thank you.
So what do you think's next?
Maybe another show. We keep talking about it off and on, off and on, off and on. So that's what we're going to have to do. I'm just going to say it. Somehow, some way, we're going to figure out how to make this. We're going to keep the Land Academy show. Land Academy's not changing. It's going to keep growing, getting better. But we're still going to branch off and do something about you and me, because there's something about you and me that I think we have more to give and more to share, and it's not related to land.
That's what I think too.
And just being good partners in life, in business, all kinds of things. I know that there's people that want more insight into that.
We have a successful producer, Hollywood producer, in our group, in our social group, and now in our group, who's saying to us, and he's been saying this since we met him, probably over a year ago, "You guys gotta do this YouTube. You need a YouTube show where you're inspiring people." Because that's what this is all about, and giving people hope, especially now. So we've been calling it the Jack and Jill Show forever. I don't know what it'll end up being called. But, and everybody, every time we talk about it, people are like, yeah, you guys should do that. So we'll see.
We have to. Yeah. We will.
What do you regret?
Nothing.
Do you think we failed at anything?
Oh my gosh, no. No, nothing. I'm really happy for how this turned into this big community, this culture, the live events, getting to know people. I've got nothing. I think we did it at the right pace, the right time, and I know it's going to get better.
There are a handful of people, not recently, that Jill and I... It's very windy. That Jill and I, we got very close to. And in the end, this happens with everything. In the end, they were just there to kind of like take advantage of the situation and snooker us and just be, narcissistic, selfish. And it probably happens with people in Hollywood all the time, for self-serving reasons. And
so I don't even regret that.
I mean, I laugh about it. It's funny. Yeah. It's just too bad. But I won't put myself in that position anymore. That's what it was a learning experience more than
that's
anything.
That's it.
But that's sure it.
Stuff
that's
happens like
the
everywhere.
Single, yeah,
that's
would have happened
the worst
anyway.
Thing that happened to us is someone tried
that's
to,
it.
Not do good, not be nice people, and that's okay. It's
that happens
happen.
No matter what you're in.
We're still here.
Yep.
And everything's great. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for a great 5 years. Hard to believe that we're going to be, I know it, we're going to be like, well, here's our 10-year anniversary and the show. It's going to be cool. We're not going anywhere.
Jill will be on Facebook Live today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do something. You and me together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, we have to do a little toast. Like the end of the program, if those of you who are in Land Academy and you've watched the program, remember we sat there when we finished the program, we had some champagne, I rang the bell.
The sales bell.
Yeah, so, well, we're going to do something like
all
that
right.
too again.
Good.
Happy you could join us today. Happy you could join us the last 5 years. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next Monday for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. For the 1300th time, real estate ambition.
What happened to that dumbbell? I think we moved in and didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. That was good. That was a sales bell that we would ring, and we went, and it was kind of a, you have to tell people, make sure you hang up the phone before you go. Wow. We haven't talked about that in a while, but we have to remind people, like, you got a home run deal. You don't want to celebrate while the person's still on the phone.
Right.
Make sure it's disconnected. So funny. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're
Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.